recitation as we prepare to begin Tisha B'Av and the recitation of Eicha, a theme which I have touched on each of the last 3 years at various points during the kinos, is one which I'd like to focus on this year. Focus on in our Dibrei Psicha, our introduction tonight, as well as to focus on in our introduction in our Dibrei Psicha before kinos tomorrow. The theme is perhaps first introduced to us as a notion in Chazal without any direct connection necessarily to the Churban from the Gemara in Maseches Tainis and the Tezayin Amar Aleph. This is the first source on your sheet, in your book. And the Gemara there, it's not that long ago since the Daf Yomi people learned this, you'll recall that the Mishnah is talking about the actions that the Klal Yisrael would do when they would have a fast, not the seasonal or structured fast days that we're familiar with, but more of an ad hoc fast day because of a lack of rain. So Machlokes Rishonim, if what we're about to learn applies to other tzaros, but certainly everyone agrees that if there would be a fast day held because of rain, a lack of rain, then a number of things that the Mishnah tells us on Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph would take place. One of the things that the Mishnah tells us is that the leaders of the community would put hefer, they would put ashes on their forehead. The next thing listed in the Mishnah is that the aron would be taken out to the center of the street, and there would be ashes put on the aron. And it's on that point that I want to read the Gemara. The Gemara asks the question. And again, the obvious implicit or implied problem is we understand why the leaders, the people, would put ashes on, because the people are mourning, the people need to do tshuva because they need rain. But why put ashes on an inanimate object, on an Aron Kodesh? So the Gemara asks the question, v'lama nos min efer mikle al gabi teva, why do we put ashes on top of the ark, on the teva? Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, Kolomer, that is if to say, we demonstrate in a very significant way, as the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Imo Anochi Betzara. It's as if Hashem is saying, I, God, I, Hashem, am with you in distress. Shlokesh Amar, Shlokesh gives a different Pasuk from the Navi Yeshaya, B'chol Tzarosim, Lo Tzar. In all of their tzaros, and here it's interesting, we have a kri uksiv. In the actual Navi, it's written lo lamed aleph. But the minog to read it, the mesorah of reading it is lamed vav, lo. To him, tzar. There is tzar. Mechol tzarasam, and all of our tzaros, and all of our distresses or tragedies, comma, lo tzar. He, capital H, he, the Rabbanu Shalom, also is in distress. The Gemara concludes, meiresh, Ki hava chazinan lehu rabbanan. Rabbi Zera said, the first time I saw such a thing, the havi efer mikla al gabi teva, that they put ashes on top of the ark, mizdazea li kula gufai. My entire body trembled. Think about it for a moment. It's a very dramatic statement, and appropriately, if we appreciate the statement that's being made, it's understandable why Rabbi Zera trembled. We're making a tremendous theological statement that when we have tzaras, the Rabbonu Shel Olam has tzar with us. He's in pain with us. We don't suffer alone. We suffer with the Rabbonu Shel Olam. Imo Anochi B'tzara. He has tzar when we have tzar. Whenever we have tzaros, he has tzaros. This theme is developed and perhaps amplified in a meaningful way in a Gemara Maseches Chagiga and Daf Hei Amud Beis. There, if you take a look on the left-hand side of your sheet, the Gemara where I have it bracketed begins with a question based on a pasuk. The pasuk in the Navi Yirmiyah refers to crying in the hidden chambers of Hashem. Im lo tishmuha b'mistarim. If you don't heed this, if you don't listen to Hashem, my spirit, Hashem says, will be crying in hidden chambers. The Gemara discusses some esoteric notions of God having a hidden place, umistarim shemo, and it's called the hidden area, mistarim. You skip a little bit longer, the Gemara talks about what type of averos, gaiva, arrogance, could cause this crying of Hashem. And then the Gemara asks a profound, profound question. It's where I have it underlined. Umi eka b'chia kamei HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Are there tears? Can there be crying done by God? Does God cry? As if you needed a support for that. The question seems to be so obvious and self-evident. But the Gemara offers support in the name of Rav Papa. Ein atzivus of Nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God doesn't get sad. And it even quotes a pasuk from Divrei HaYamim. So if God doesn't get sad, why would he be crying? So the Gemara's first attempt at reconciling this theological mystery, lo kasha, ha babate gavei, where it states that Hashem cries, that's in the inner, most inner chambers, the mistarim, as we heard. Ha babate barei, but in the outer, more public chambers, Hashem doesn't cry. As if to say, human perception is that we don't see God suffering, but privately we should know when we have tzaris, Hashem is crying. If you think about that, it's very, very significant. But then the Gemara, which until now has not made any connection, we haven't seen any connection to Tisha B'Av yet, but now the Gemara makes that connection. Because the Gemara is not willing to accept this. As tantalizing and as fascinating as it is, the Gemara is not willing to accept it. After all, the Gemara says, "Vabate brai lo." Is it really true that there only is crying on the inside, but never crying in the outer parts? Vaksiv, and they quote a proof text, a pasuk again from the Navi Yeshaya, which seems to describe here in the context of the Churban Habayis, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, real weeping and eulogizing, which seems to be very, very public. After all, it refers to it being called out, the Yikra, Hashem, Tzavakos. It's called out, it sounds like it's public. Says the Gemara something very significant. Shaini Churban Beis HaMikdash. The destruction of the Beis HaMikdash is different. Tafilu Malachi Shalom Bachu. Not just Hashem, but even the angels around him cried. Quoting again a pasuk from the same Navi that proves this point. And the Gemara then continues, and with a pasuk also again from the Navi Yirmiyah, and develops this point. Here I have it, it's after the two dots. The Gemara, even though there's two dots there, it's really a continuation of the theme. The pasuk says, V'damoa tidma, eterid einai dima, o nishma eder Hashem. I will surely weep, and my eyes will drip with tears, for the flock of Hashem, the people, the Jewish people, have been taken into captivity, nishma eder. Amar Rebbe Elazar. Now that we know Hashem cries, and he doesn't just cry in private, like he might for other tzaras. When it came to the Churban, Hashem was crying openly, unabashedly. Rabbi Elazar says he cried Shalosh Dimos three different times, because the Pasuk has three different expressions of tears. So too says the Rabbi Elazar says the Gemara, Damoa, Tidma, Dima, three references to tears, as Hashem cried three times. Achas HaMikdash Rishon, once on the first base of Mikdash destruction, V'achas al Mikdasheni, on the second base of Mikdash, V'achas al Yisrael, Shengalu Mim Koman. A point we've stressed in other years, and I'm sure we'll have occasion to stress again this year. What we mourn on Tisha B'Av is not that the destruction, not just the Churban of sticks and stones, but also just as much. Yisas Tzadikim Kesreifas Pesach Elokeinu. We mourn for the destruction of people, for the killing, the murder, the death, and even the dispersion, the golos from our land, the golos of Am Yisrael. Three tears, one for Is Mikdash, and one for what happened to the Jewish people. So here we have the same theme as the Gemara Tainus. Hashem is in Tsar when we're in Tsar. But here we have two Chidushim. One is a specific intensity and a focus on the Churban, and an additional point. It wasn't just Tsar in a way that was unabashed, that was more private, but here the Gemara says we have tears. The Gemara in Tainus can speak about tears. I think the Gemara Chagiga is building on that Gemara and speaks about Hashem crying. Imagine in your mind's eye, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was crying three specific tears, Churbanos, the gullus of Am Yisrael. One more source which develops this theme, I believe, taking it one step even further, comes from the Medrash and Eicha Rabbah. This is in the beginning, in Parsha Aleph, Siman Aleph. Rabbi Nachman says in the name of Shmuel, B'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Kara HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'malachi Asharis. Hashem called to the angels, Amar Lam, and he said to them, Melech Basar V'dam, Kishin Meis Lo Meis, V'hum Is Abel, Ma Darcho L'Asos. A human being, he has a death in the family. He mourns. In what ways does that mourning manifest? Amr Lo, they say to him, Tola Sak. And he puts on sackcloth. Amr Lahem, Afani, Kach Ani Osa. After the Churban, Hashem says, I am going to put on sackcloth. And a proof text is quoted. Me'elf Basavadam Adarko Lasos. What else does he do? Amr Lo, the angel said to him, Mechabe Esapanosin. He distinguishes the bright lights. He makes it a little darker in his palace. So too, says Hashem, Kach Ani Osa. I'll extinguish the lights around me. Mar Darko Lasos, he asks again. And they answered, Kofa Esamitos. They turn over the bed. They don't sleep in a comfortable way. Kach Ani Osa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, so will I. Melech Basar V'dam, Mar Darko Lasos, Holech Yafech. What else does he do? He walks barefoot. He doesn't wear his regular shoes. Kach Ani Osa. So too says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, will I do. Madago Lasos, Mivazeya Purpira Shalom. He rips his royal garments. Kach Ani Osa, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I will tear Kriya as well. Melech Basar V'dam Madago Lasos, another two answers, said the angels, Yoshev V'domein. He sits silent, unable to come to grips, unable to articulate the tragedy that has been fallen. Says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kach Ani Oseh, I will do the same. And finally, Avel Ma Darko Lasos, say the angels, Yoshev Ubocha, he sits and he cries. Says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kach Ani Oseh. And here we have a very fundamental escalation of this theme. We've begun that Hashem is Bitzar. He's with us in the pain. Imo Anochi Bitzara. We then saw that he cries and doesn't just cry in his private ways, but cries demonstrably public kavyachol. And finally, the Medrash and Eicha tells us a third new adjective. He's not just sad, and he's not just crying, but what's the chiddush of this Medrash? One word, what's the chiddush of the Medrash? What's the chiddush of the Medrash? Well, that we already know from the Gemara Tainus. A new adjective, a new description of Hashem, which we have not seen until now. He's an Avol. That's a very powerful word in our tradition. Avelus. The Medrash says something that neither of the Gemara said until now. Correct me if I'm wrong. The Gemaras did not use this term. It says the Medrash, I am an Avel. Kadosh Baruch Hu is a mourner, meis lo meis, a death in the family, and he's a mourner. And you'll note everything that he describes, everything the angels told him, these are minhagi avelus, most of which we're doing right now, and all of which an avel would do. He says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm an avel. A tremendous chiddush. Furthermore, a final nuance in the Medrash, the last two things that are mentioned are contradictory. Yoshev v'domein. First he says, I'm going to be quiet. Yoshev Ubocha, I'll be crying. For anyone, Rahman al-Islam, who's been in Avel, it's not a contradiction. It's not even a paradox. It's just common experience. Because the nature of Avelus is a contradictory one. There are times where we can't begin to talk. Silence is our only comfort. We're Yoshev Adomeim. And there are other times where the way we deal with our grief is Yoshev Ubocha, we cry. It's very anthropomorphic, very humanizing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not just in pain with us, He's not just crying with us. He's mourning with us and over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and our Golos. I came across this year a brand new essay. An essay I've never seen before. I've never even heard quoted before. There's a book which I bought called Wrestling with God. It's a collection of great thinkers starting about 60 years ago till this very day. The subtitle is Jewish Theological Responses to the Holocaust. And one of the selections early on in the book is a speech given by the great Chevron Rosh Hashiva of Chaskel Sarna, Zichron HaTzadik Levracha, in a special kinnus, which I never knew happened, in the Chevron Yeshiva in December of 1944 in Yerushalayim. The collection is put out and translated by a professor at American University named Gershon Greenberg. I don't know of him. I don't know anything else about him other than that he's a great scholar in this area. And in fact, I reached out to him because I desperately tried to get the original Hebrew of this speech. And you can't get it anywhere. I tried some libraries that I have access to. And I emailed him. It's 2007. And he was very generous. He told me where he found it in a very esoteric place. And he actually offered to mail me a copy of it. But I didn't get that copy yet. But I do thank him for agreeing to send it to me. So what I have for you on the bottom of the page is a translation. It's over 10 pages long, this translation. And I have to tell you that the speech by Chaskel Sarna is awesome. Awesome. And he covers many themes with tremendous profundity. But the main theme of his speech, again, remember, December 1944 in Yerushalayim, the main theme is what we've been discussing today. The idea of Hashem being with us, Bitzar. So I ask you a question before reading this selection from this, from Rav Sarna. Everything I said until now, I've been stressing it. I personally find it to be very powerful imagery. Lamai nafkamina. What's the difference? What is the nafkamina? What do we take from the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Bitzar? That Kadosh Baruch Hu is Be'avelus? What does that do for or to us? What do we gain from knowing that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Be'avelus? Imo Anochi Bitzara. What does that do for us? One possibility is it's a nechama. Very good. We'll come back to that. I agree. What else? Right? We feel very much connected, which I would say is similar to the nechama. That's why it's a nechama, because we feel connected, perhaps. Maybe slightly different. I hear that too. Anything else? Any other suggestions? What about the future? He's not forsaking us. The fact that he's crying with us. Okay, anything else? Wow, very good. So if Hashem is mourning, we have to be menachemim. So I want to stop on that suggestion and ask, so how will we be menachem Hashem? How are we going to be menachem Hashem? Seymour said that Hashem is menachem us by mourning with us. I agree. Aaron said we're going to be menachem him. So flip around what Seymour said. How can we be menachem him? It's a machayev, I think. If the Rebbe Shalom is sad today, if the Rebbe Shalom is crying, he's in avelus over the Churban, how are we menachem him? Imo anu b'tzara. Anachnu. We should be with him. If we are in avelus, if we will be distressed, if we'll be b'tzar, if we'll be b'bechi, yoshev edomem, yoshev Ubechi tonight and today and tomorrow. So then Hashem will not be mourning alone. We'll be with him. And in fact, in a similar way, this is the Chiddush of Rav Chaskel Sarna and his Drasha. If you take a look on the page, I know some of the copies didn't come out so clearly, but I'll summarize it because it's the message more than the language, which is so powerful. He speaks about the fact, again, these Makoros, these Midrashim are well known, the ones we did until now. Personally, I never saw a makor like this speechwriter of Chasam Sarner that made the connection between the Makaras we'd seen until now and the point that he makes. Namely, the Gemara Masechet Shabbos, Mahu Afata. We know the famous, one of the major Ikrei Emunah, one of our major Yisodos in Ashkafa, that we have to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midos. Mahu Afata. Hashem is kind, Hashem is merciful. So we also have to be kind and merciful. That's a famous Gemara. It's one of the cardinal principles of Ashkafa. It says of Chasam Sarner, we have been commanded to walk in his ways with regard to the anguish and mourning over the destruction of the temple. As he walks barefoot, kavayachol, so too we walk barefoot, etc. And as he cries, so are we to cry. When we overturn our couches, we must consider and place before our eyes the terrible image of the divine throne overturned because of Israel's anguish. When we cry, when we weep, we must contemplate the terrible anguish because the pride of the people was taken from them. By doing this, by not just crying, but having in mind that we're crying because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is crying, says Rav Chasam Sarner, our actions are elevated to the greatest heights. So says Rav Chasam Sarner, it's a mechayev. Why are we chayev to mourn on Tisha B'Av? Mahu afata. Kadosh Baruch Hu is mourning right now. We're chayev to do so. And now I want to get to the point which was mentioned, and that is that I think it's a nechama. When we do it with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a reciprocal relationship. We're menachem him, and he is menachem us. And I want to close and begin Echo by first reading one final source. And the source is an incredible one. I don't have it on the source sheet, forgive me. But I'm happy to make copies after Tisha B'Av for anyone who wants this particular source. It comes from a drasha by the holy Piazetzna. My name is Kalman Shapiro, Zichrono Tzadik, Makadosh Labracha, Hashem Yimkom Domo, the last Hasidic Rebbe of the Warsaw Ghetto. And in the collection Eish Kodesh, which we've quoted before on Tisha B'Av and other times, 3 years worth of drashos, the last 3 years of drashos in the Warsaw Ghetto. So we have a drasha here that he gave in March of 1942, Parshas HaChodesh. And there, he speaks about the following. And this will be our final thought before we begin Eicha. Yesh ha'ish ba'atzmo, tama al'atzmo, halo nishbar ani. People will think about themselves, and again, as you must with every selection of Eish Kodesh, even though he doesn't specifically reference the circumstances that he's going through, it's constantly hovering over every word he said. People think in general, sometimes, I'm a broken person. Halo kimat tamin ani b'masav shel b'chiyah. I'm always crying. Gam bocha kepam b'pam. I can't control myself. Eich nochel ani l'mol Torah. V'ma ani mischazek l'chadish Torah v'chassidus. How can I be constructive? How can I have a productive life? So says the Piazetzna, unbelievable. It depends. Zehu achiluk. Habachios v'hatzar sha'odam etzar ba'atzmo levado al tzarosov. When we cry by ourselves over our own selfish, private tzaros, yeshe nishbar v'nofo mehen. Taka, it's true. There are some people who can become broken by life's travails. Ad she'enu yochel asos muma. They just can't do anything. However, he says, there are other times in life, habachios shaboche im HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yachad, where we're crying with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And those tears, when Hashem is crying and we cry with Him, machzikim oso, we're mechazik ourselves by joining with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bocho meschazik, mesametz, lilmod, lavod. By crying with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by that reciprocal imo, anochi, betzara, that's a nechama and a chizuk for us. It's a third and another nafkamina. Why does it matter to know that Hashem is crying tonight? Why does it know that Hashem is in mourning, in bechi, in misbeid, over the churban? First of all, it's a mechayev. It requires us to cry. But don't think that these tears, as painful as they should be, will break us. Says the Eis Kodesh, if we know that we're crying with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we know we are, and these should be tears not of yish, not of nishbar, of breaking us, but by crying with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it should be mechazik us, it should give us strength to mourn karoi, mourn as we should and as we must, but then to go from this Tisha B'Av in an energized and in a more elevated plane. Yehi Ratzon that the avoda we do together over the next 24 hours or so should have that koach. We should have a sense of a HaKadosh Baruch Hu mourning. We should feel an obligation to be menachem him and to mourn with him. And reciprocally, by so doing, we should merit the chizuk and the nechama of knowing that Hashem is crying and mourning with us.